Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of high school boys state golf, taking place in Ames, all three classes, starting in Class 3A. The West Delaware Hawks, ninth in the team race out of 10 teams after day one. The Hawks are 61 over with a 349. MOC Floyd Valley first with a 319. Knoxville second, 329. And third place is Gilbert with a 330. Solon is fifth with a 335. Waverly Shellrock coming in 7th plus 51 with a 339. In Class 2A, a tremendous first day for the Beckman Blazers. They are 22 over, sitting with a 306. Grundy Center is 1st plus 12 with a 296. Hudson is 3rd. Boyden Hall 4th. And in Class 1A, individually, Ben Hesner of East Buchanan, the senior, is plus 9 with an 80. The second and final day coming up today as first swings will begin taking place at 9 a.m. The start of high school softball around the state last night. The West Delaware Hawks on Sill Field welcoming in the Bobcats of Benton Community in a cross-division WAMAC Conference doubleheader. Hawks were swept on the night, losing game one that took 1 hour and 57 minutes, 8-6. Another tight one as Hawks came back, but it wasn't meant to be in the second contest as Benton Community held on for a 5-4 win in 1 hour and 33 minutes. The Hawks back on the road tonight, traveling down to Eldridge to take on North Scott in a JV varsity doubleheader, starting with the JV at 5 o'clock. In other coverage area softball from last night, Western Dubuque hosting Davenport Assumption at Farley Park as the Bobcats fell to the Knights 2-1. In Tri-Rivers Conference play, Edco took down Maquoketa Valley in a pair of games in Colesburg, the Vikings winning 9-6 in Game 1 and 13-6 in the nightcap. East Buchanan was swept by Lisbon 12-0 and 6-0. In baseball, River Valley Conference play, Cascade out of the conference in a non-conference game with Solon at American Legion Park in Cascade. Cougars over the Spartans 11-6. It was Monticello edging Mid Prairie on the road down in Wellman. Panthers winning 3-1, and Anamosa down in Davenport taking on North High, and the Blue Raiders were victorious by the score of 14-8. In the TRC, North Lynn sweeping Albernette on the road. The Lynx winning game 1, 12-3, took the nightcap by the score of 11-3. Edco over Maquoketa Valley 7-2. It was East Buchanan topping Springville down on the road by the score of 10-4 and 14-2. Starmont with wins over Central City at home as the Stars won 7-3 and 12-2. In the MVC, the Western Dubuque Bobcats winning streak at 12 came to an end dating back to last year as Pleasant Valley took two close ones from the Bobcats, winning both games by the score of 8-7. The West Delaware baseball team sitting with a 2-0 record after wins over Lansing, Key, and Beckman at home last week. Stay at home tonight inside the Beckman Sports Complex on Stryton Energy Field. The Hawks will entertain the Bobcats of Benton Community starting with a 5 o'clock first pitch for Game 1, a WAMAC Conference cross-division doubleheader. Per usual, all the coverage here from KMCH Sports starting at 5 o'clock for that first game on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also, the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Bill Logan and yours truly will have all of the coverage tonight from the complex. Boys postseason soccer resumed last night. The Independence Mustangs traveling to Frost Park to take on Center Point Urbana. Mustangs fall to the Storming Pointers by the final of 1-0 in a Class 2A District 3 second round contest. Beckman in a Class 1A second round game. They took down Clinton Prince of Peace at home in Dyersville by the score of 3-1. The Western Dubuque Bobcats saw their season come to a close down in Marion as the Wolves took care of the Bobcats 9-0. Postseason on the girls' side of soccer continues tonight. Anamosa will host Iowa City Regina at Downing Field. All games starting at 7 o'clock, as that'll be a Class 1A Region 1 semifinal. Elsewhere, in Class 2A, Independence will be at home hosting Iowa City Liberty. To the national scorecard, starting with Major League Baseball, White Sox fell to the Guardians 3-0. It was the Pirates beating the Rangers 6-4. In extra innings, a 10-inning game for the Reds, clipping the Cardinals 6-5. Diamondbacks get past the Phillies 6-3. It was the Blue Jays falling to the Rays 6-4. Dodgers get by the Braves 8-6. Giants squeak past the Twins 4-1. It was the Tigers 8, Royals 5. In 10 innings as well, the Houston Astros over the Milwaukee Brewers 12-2. It was the Rockies 5, Marlins 3, Angels 2, Red Sox 1, and the Mariners beat up on the Oakland A's 11-2. In the NBA, Western Conference Finals are in the books. The Denver Nuggets sweep the LA Lakers as they win the series 4-0 last night with a close 113-111 victory over the Lakers. In the NHL, the Florida Panthers beat the Carolina Hurricanes 1-0. The Panthers now lead that series 3-0. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.